minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday. And as you know by now, if you're a regular listener to the afternoon show, it's this time of day and on this particular day of the week that we proudly bring you yet another wine of the week from our friends at Tops at Lifestyle. Eamon Darling is the man from Tops.
Thanks,
and
Dave.
With you, Eamon, very special guest and a hearty good welcome to Etienne Lowe, who joins us today in a very special capacity because you actually manufacture, I'm not sure if that's the right word, but certainly you're the winemaker behind our wine of the week today. So welcome to you.
Thank you very much and thanks for having me.
It's such a pleasure. Let's just get right into it. Today's wine of the week is the Nitida Cabernet Sauvignon from Durbanville. It's the 2020
vintage,
and again we had one of these glorious bottles of very similar description recently in the studio. It was that
Nitida Calligraphy Day.
Calligraphy, and it wasn't. I just love the label and the entire look of the bottle. So once again, we celebrate Nitida on a Thursday afternoon. And Eamon, you do the honors to introduce us, and possibly Etienne, you can add to some of that magic.
Well, today, Dave, we're going to be tasting the Nitida Cab, the 2020, which created by none other than Etienne, brilliant winemaker, in my view, in my eyes, probably one of the best. I shouldn't say this, one of the best in the country.
You can say that because he's here.
Yes, I can.
And that's the way we roll.
We make
hay while the sun shines. You're the best winemaker in the studio right now, and without a doubt.
And I've got no hair on my head, so you know I've got marble to polish. You know, so thanks, Eamon. Thanks for that. That's very sweet.
What I'd like to do is maybe Etienne, if you would like to talk about give a brief description, a little bit about that beautiful label that's on that bottle, and the contents, the contents that's in there as well.
Thanks, Eamon. And so Nitida is one of the smallest farms in the Durbanville Wine Valley. Only about 31 hectares in size, 17 hectares under vine. So in winemaking terms, you know that's really tiny. But we have planted the farm to the hilt, and every little pocket of fruitful land is being used. It was bought in the 90s by Bernard Feller, who's the owner till this day, and the focus is very much on Bordeaux white varieties and Bordeaux red varieties. And you were talking about the label, and you know it kind of feeds into the history of the farm. Now, Nitida is a species of Protea. And but it's not a very pretty Protea. It's a very useful one. One of the uses of the Nitida in Afrikaans it's called die Waboom, okay. And they used to use the oak or not the oak the wood to make axles for wagons. But they also used to use the leaves. They used to dry them, mash them up, and use it to make ink. And with these original designs, some Nitida ink was actually used to draw these labels. So it just draws the whole, the whole brand together. And you know, till this day, you know, we get a lot of compliments on the look and feel of the label.
And I'm pretty sure that it works in your favor because I know from experience that if I go into Tops now, I know where the wines are that we've tasted and that I like. But if I go anywhere else, I walk into a kind of Aladdin's cave and I have no... Somehow there's a blindness that descends upon me. Just too much overload. I can't find what I'm familiar with. So I start looking at what I'm not familiar with and I'm drawn to the labels invariably. You know, and if it looks cheap and cheerful, like it automatically discount, which is probably wrong, but if it looks bespoke and lovingly created, that draws me in. And I'm sure many wine lovers are not sophisticated in the sense that they will never drink anything that they don't know. If it's something unusual and new, you're drawn to the label first, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Let me start off by saying that this Lifestyle Tops is probably the finest wine shop you will find anywhere in the country. It is, and we travel far and wide, and it is truly exemplary. So for a winemaker, you know, if you're a bit of a wine geek, it's a fabulous place to walk into. And to just add on to your comment, wine is like food. You eat with your eyes. So if a plate of food arrives and it looks appetizing, immediately you are interested. And wine should be the same. It shouldn't only be about the content, but you must engage with the artwork, the story. You know, it's that for a winemaker, it's probably the greatest compliment if people pick up the bottle and read the story at the bottom. You know, touch the labels, see what it's all about. You know, what are these little animals and stuff that's on the label, and you know, it must be a complete assault on the senses.
It's so right, because everything on the shelf is pretty much the same. It's inert. It's behind glass. You can't smell it. You can't taste it. You have to, unless you know, or unless you have someone very, like a Tops you mentioned, attentively coming to assist and to talk to you and to tell you, which is what Tops is famous for. But if you're on your own and you're doing your own thing, you're absolutely right. I love to engage with the bottle and feel that I've got something special in my hands. Of course, taking it home and open it, it might be bitterly disappointing, but I don't think so.
No, exactly. And
stunning labels.
Yeah,
the whole range.
Yeah, and they all have like different colors on them and different little, almost like little power animals. That is on the farm, and it's great
once
fun.
Once you've got past the glitter, all that glitter is not necessarily gold. So now you've intrigued me and anyone else that looks at it with a beautiful label, a lovely presentation. What's in the bottle?
Okay. So so we grow four of the five Bordeaux varietals on Natida. We use all five in our Bordeaux blend, but the fifth one, being Malbec, is grown by our neighbors. They grow two little rows just for Natida, so that we can have all five in the Bordeaux blend. And if you look at the two varieties that really shine, red varieties that really shine on Natida, Merlot is one of them. We do find that Merlot, where it's grown in our little part of the world, when it ripens fully, there's none of the herbaceousness that you sometimes associate with cooler climate Merlots. And then the other one is Cabernet, which is actually really classic in its presentation. It reminds me a lot of French Bordeaux style wines.
Wow.
And a lot of the aromatics in our Bordeaux blend is driven by the Cabernet. The calligraphy is one wine that we make, but we then deconstruct the Bordeaux blend with Cabernet and with Merlot.
And I'm fascinated to see that, according to the tasting notes, what you're going to be experiencing, and we are going to be doing that right now for you, dear listener, and I will give you I'll be as honest as I can, whether or not, in fact, one does pick up the aromatic spices, salted caramel, red fruits, and tobacco. I mean, it's an interesting combination. Not everyone's kind of thinking red fruit, salted caramel, and tobacco.
And tobacco
go well
yes.
together. But we're talking wine, folks, and this is going to be an interesting experience. So why don't we pour a glass and take a sip and come back on the other side to extol the virtues or the lack thereof. Oh, stand by, Etienne. We're a hard audience to please. Yes, we are messengers. Tough. Everything comes alive.
Everything comes alive. In the evening when my bones are tired, you're my strength and my heart's desire. You're the light when the sun expires.
We Are Messengers, everything comes alive, and we have just literally taken a liberal pull at this magnificent Natida Cabernet Sauvignon 2020. Ah, Moorish, elegant, what were the other descriptive terminology? Beautiful descriptive adjectives.
Juicy, elegant.
Elegant. Yes. It is, you know, sometimes one can be a little bit overwhelmed by the majesty of what it is that you're imbibing. Sometimes, rarely happens, but actually it happens fairly frequently on a Thursday, because Eamon has a great idea of what is a fine wine for the kind of place, time, and space that we share here in the greater North Coast region. And this is yet another cracker. It really is. I mean, sometimes one gets a little bit over-enthusiastic with the descriptive linguistic expression. But it really is. Well, apparently, this is what the tasting notes say. Exudes a firm, luxurious texture that pairs well with beef Wellington simmered in truffle Madeira sauce. I mean, you can't be more descriptive than that. So, I mean, where are you going to find
where
the
are we
beef
find
Wellington
that?
With the truffle Madeira sauce? I don't know. But where are you going to find the wine? Man, this is the one.
So on those tasting notes, for each back label that we do, we actually have like a little indaba, four or five of us sitting around a table, and each vintage, the tasting note is written individually, and then we have Shelley who works in the tasting room, and she's a wonderful foodie, and she comes up with all these wonderful food and wine pairings, and we sit there and we're drinking wine, and you get, you know, just hungry, just listening to her. What she is envisioning.
You know, I was always one that was a bit skeptical about this notion of food and wine pairing, because it's a little bit of a bit like a sleight of hand, or it could be. But I had an experience a couple of years back in the Winelands with exactly that kind of deal, and it was one of those Damascene moments. The scales dropped from my eyes. I understood how the chemical complexity of the wine changes dramatically in some instances in the nicest possible way. And then you realize that there is an entire palette that you can unlock if you pair. You use the terminology, Etienne, that you eat with your eyes. And, of course, you know, there's more to the enjoyment of food than simply the food. Adding to it the wine on top of that, and suddenly your world changes. But the trick is, I think, to get the right advice and to make sure that you're pairing properly to get the full experience.
The right balance.
So, you know, this is a very, very prescriptive beef Wellington simmered in truffle Madeira sauce. I can imagine me great. What else would it go with?
Yeah, I mean, any red meat that you can imagine. It is, you know, especially if you have like a rich jus or some meatiness in the sauce.
What is it about red meat in particular that pairs that works the magic with the wine?
I just want to take a step back. Aubrey Bieslaar from Kanonkop is a great mate of mine, and when we do presentations together, he says wine is only supposed to do two things: it must get you talking, and it must make you hungry.
Oh.
I can think of some other things that wine can do, but those are
family show,
exactly. But those are, you know, those are its prime objectives. And but there's just I don't know what the scientific reason is, but there's just a magic in that amalgamation. The one feeds on the other. It complements the roastiness of the meat, and it makes you want to take another sip, and that's when you know you've got a really nice wine partner. You know that the two complement each other, and you are in sync the whole time.
It's just magnificent to discover, and I, at a fairly advanced age, was fortunate to do just that. That even though you think you might know a lot about everything, or maybe nothing about anything, there is always something to learn.
It is, Dave.
And the joy of being able to discover a new wine varietal like this one, the Natida Cabernet Sauvignon 2020, and to experiment with that, and to, in that sense, make a moment of magic that is new to you. Even if it's a fleeting moment, it's a special one, and that's what life's all about, after all. Those special moments. So there it is. That's our wine of the week, and a huge thanks, Etienne, for sharing it with us. We've also got to quickly wrap up on the subject of what's happening at Tops, because there are some exciting competitions that are currently underway.
On the way at the moment, you can enter. It's very, very easy, very simple. We've got a SMEG branded Victoria gin fridge at the front of the store. All you have to do is buy any of the branded products, which is Victoria gin, Pravda vodka, the proper 12 whiskey or Fireball. Write your name on the back of the tail sip. You just buy one bottle, not the whole shop. Buy one bottle, write your name and phone number on the back of your tail sip, and place it in the entry box behind the tails. You've only got 2 weeks left now to enter this. Then the next one we have, I think, is a brilliant deal. It's Pongrass MCC. So you buy any three bottles of Pongrass, and we're going to give you the Pongrass Gold, the Desideras, valued at nearly R600 a bottle, absolutely free.
You're joking. You can buy any three Pongrass, and you get this very special edition free.
2012 vintage.
Wow.
It's
wow.
2015 vintage.
Listen, that's a deal and a half.
And you get the bottle for free.
Hey, I must check if I have space in my suitcase. Exactly. That's a great deal.
Otherwise, I'm going to pick up one of those hire cars and drive back. It's a fantastic deal. We're just wrapping it up and coming back to our wine of the week. It's the Natida Cabernet Sauvignon 2020. Is it going to be tasted this weekend at Tops?
We will be doing it on Saturday and Sunday, Dave, from 12 Sunday. To 2 on both days. And price-wise, $189.99 a bottle, which is, I think, it's very undervalued. I think after tasting what we've just tasted now.
Let's not tell people it's undervalued. Let's tell them it's priced to go.
To go.
It really is. I mean, that is the kind of wine you want. And will it lay down for a while?
Absolutely. It's its whole intrinsic structure is meant for aging. So
this is an investment. At the price we were talking and at the value we're getting, you got to go along to Tops this weekend between 12 and 2 Saturday, Sunday. Go and taste this fantastic. It is good. It is the Natida Cabernet Sauvignon 2020. You're buying it at prices that are going to, no doubt, appreciate in time. And, the value is there in spades. But when you talk about investment, it's the investment in your lifestyle. And, hey, you know, get a couple of cases, because down the line, you might be able to trade them more than Bitcoin. Once again, Etienne Lowe, very, very lovely to have you in the studio. Don't be a stranger. You're most welcome here anytime. Thank you for bringing him, Eamon. And thank you for bringing
pleasure,
us.
Dave. No, it's a pleasure to have Etienne with me today. Absolute pleasure to have him here. Great to see him.
And if you missed our conversation, don't worry. This is going up as a podcast straight after the show, and you'll be able to listen to it at your leisure, on demand, learn something. This is a fantastic opportunity to pick up a new Wine of the Week from our friends at Tops at Lifestyle. Thanks again, guys, for joining me, and we'll see you again, Eamon, in a week's time.
A week's time, Dave.
I look forward to that hugely. And the show continues.